What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just said to Dana, tell me you don't know the lyrics without telling me you don't know the lyrics, because when that song started, all I hear is
and then it's a lot of yelling.
They're going to be in concert tonight with Collective Soul out at Starlight Amphitheater.
Love that song.
Where if you go out tonight, please enjoy the concessions and the plentiful restrooms.
Okay.
Dana will clearly verbally walk you to anywhere that you need
to
go.
We have a very important topic that we need to get to that I teased before the top of the hour.
Starlight has a wide range of food and drinks to satisfy your cravings.
Do not like you very much right now.
Across the theater,
and I'm going to just keep reading the story.
From frozen drinks and ice cream to favorites like soft
pretzels and popcorn. In stereo over my own voice.
Starlight.
You can turn a mic off whenever you want, Sam.
So stop it. We are going to play one of the greatest songs on Broadway here for you in just a moment, and there's a reason.
If you enjoy your Starlight experience.
My hands are clean. I'm not touching anything.
From the Kansas City Star.
To find more
information. Sam?
I'm not touching anything.
A Kansas City man went in to get a root canal. His dentist allegedly dropped a file down his throat. Kansas City man has filed a lawsuit in Jackson County Court after a local dentist allegedly dropped a file down the man's throat during a root canal, and not the kind you would find in a file cabinet, the other kind. Court documents show on July 18th, back in 2023, John Bussard went to Dental Arts KC in Independence to undergo a root canal procedure. As the dentist drilled a hole in Bussard's tooth, he or another staff member allegedly dropped a metal root canal file down Bussard's throat. Sam, I've never Googled metal root canal file, but could someone give us an idea of what we're talking about here? Not that you want any kind of file dropped down your throat, but like, I'm going to need a description here.
So it is a long, pointy piece of metal with a plastic hand on the end.
Yeah, it looks like a screwdriver.
And
oh, God!
It is ridged up to a certain degree, probably 3 to 4 inches, where they can run it across your teeth, and it acts as like a nail file.
It does not look like, I'm just going to take like one little thing here. It does not necessarily look like a screwdriver to me. It looks like an ice pick, like the old school kind that your grandparents had.
That's a good point.
Okay. So the lawsuit alleges that the dentist failed to insert a, quote, dental dam, an endodontic device or other instrument to prevent Bussard from, quote, ingesting the tool. The dentist alleged, this is not funny. Oh my gosh.
Why are you laughing?
The dentist allegedly then attempted to retrieve the file from the man's throat, taking the patient into his personal bathroom to, quote, attempt to provoke Mr. Bussard to throw up the file, quote, which failed.
So when you get a root canal, you are not under, if you will. Your mouth is numbed, but you are awake.
The thought about having any conversation about anything dental makes me extremely uncomfortable because it's one of those things that I can't explain it. I just don't like talking about it. I just don't. So I believe you are given a local with the...
That is correct.
Right? For a root canal. It's been a couple years since I've had one. An ambulance was not called. It just keeps getting worse.
Why would an ambulance be called?
It just keeps getting worse. An ambulance was not called, court documents allege. Instead, the dentist's dental assistant drove him in her car. He followed in his own car to an area hospital. So number one, you're...
I'm sorry?
You couldn't even like verbalize to the ER.
Hence, the dental assistant goes to explain to the doctors what's going on.
He had to undergo surgery to remove the file and was later admitted to the hospital.
Quick correction. I was trying to figure out how this guy accidentally swallowed something that was 3 inches long. This picture is very misleading. They're only like an inch long. These are little tiny things.
Huh.
So the handle is supposed to just go between your index finger and your thumb.
I still don't want anything of that nature dropped.
I wouldn't either.
Down the chute. Okay. Following the incident, Mr. Broussard suffers from occasional difficulty swallowing, raspy voice, difficulty speaking, a permanent scar on his neck, which I assume is where surgeons went in to remove said object, right here.
Is a scar ever not permanent?
And pain in the area in which the file was lodged. The lawsuit alleges that while this particular dentist, quote, had some training in endodontics, a specific form of procedure used to complete root canals, he did not have board certification or a master's degree in that practice.
I thought you had to have a doctorate to be a dentist.
So the dentist in question currently serves on the board of trustees for the Missouri Dental Association.
For now.
According to his Dental Arts KC biography page.
From the text line, I've had 11 root canals. The dentist has a piece of fabric that they typically will put in your mouth. That way, any debris or instruments will not go down your throat when they drop it.
What if you're doing a root canal on your molars? That's way back there.
Okay, that's the dentist. That's not the victim. That's the dentist.
Or it says Dr. Bowen. That's the victim?
That is the dentist, pardon me.
Okay. It says Dr. Yeah. Oh, no, not this
yes,
song.
Yes, turn it up. No. Go a little further in, Sam. Turn it up.
Okay.
You know dentists hate that part of Little Shop of Horrors.
You know people who are not dentists hate that part of Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a very funny song. Dental Arts KC did not respond to the Kansas City Star's request for comment. I'd hate talking about dental things. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't even like going to the dentist.
I will do just about anything to avoid it, and not because I don't think there are great practitioners.
When was the last time you went for a cleaning?
It's been...
Many years.
2 years, probably.
Dana.
Oh, no. 2 years. And I love my dentist.
Really?
I love my dentist.
Four?
He's right off the plaza. I love him. No, because I had something going on back there that I had to get in. I will wait until I have to go. And then every time I leave, gross. I'm like, well, that wasn't that bad. But I always build it up like it's so much worse than it is.
It's just a cleaning.
And I think incidents like this are rare. Why did it take 2 years to file the suit?
It always, for whatever reason, seems to take...
Takes a while. I'm not victim blaming at all.
No, I'm not.
But
either.
I would be contacting Mike, I've got this, like the next day.
Got to gather your evidence.
It was in his body, Sam.
Well, it had to be removed, Dana.
These things take time.
Hence the permanent scar.
All scars, by the way, some scars do.
I feel like with the dropping of the file down the throat, you would call an ambulance, Scott, because God forbid you...
Why would you call an ambulance when you could drive yourself?
Because, Scott, that is a pointed object now lodged down somewhere by your vocal cords. I wouldn't move. I would want, someone call 911, and I'm not going there, and then I'll never see you again.
Where are your vocal cords?
You know, by the way,
apparently, the
ER doc was like, are you having a stroke? And he's like, yeah, right in there. And why is it when you're in there, they're always like, what did you do this summer? I don't want to talk. Stop trying to talk to me.
Dental hygienist lady.
I don't want hands in my mouth ever, ever.
Okay. You know what always bothers me about getting my teeth cleaned is, because I'm not very good about it, is when they get out the floss and they jam it down. And then you of course, you start to bleed and they go, and then they guilt trip you.
And then they go, oh, a little tender there? Yes, yes, you just shoved a rope into my gum line.
I did say last time, she said, how often do you floss?
Not
said,
enough.
What would you say if I said every day? She responded, I'd say you're a liar.
All right, I like some dental humor.
I floss about once a month.
They can tell by how difficult it is to get the floss between your teeth.
Why do they have to jam it down there?
It's a thorough cleaning.
I think it's not natural to be bleeding out your mouth like a homicide victim when you emerge from that chair.
913-586-7798.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summits, sunsets, it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So the new Superman movie is out. Did very well at the box office over the weekend. I think $120-something million. Very well. There is apparently a scene in the movie, I haven't seen it yet, and maybe won't, where Superman is flying upward and he's with Lois Lane,
okay.
and they have a 33-second very romantic kiss.
Get a room!
30 seconds?
33 seconds.
Oh, my word.
33 seconds.
In one continuous motion?
Have you never kissed someone for 33 seconds?
Well, yes, but not. I don't need to see it on a big screen in front of me.
Well, you won't if you go to the movies in India. They have, apparently, their movie censors have deemed this to be too
titillating,
sensual. It is overly sensual, and that scene has been removed if you were to watch the movie in India. Yep. It's a quick cut.
33 seconds.
Well, he loves her.
I know.
And she loves him.
I know, but that's a little much when it's blown up to that size, I think.
Right. What's the longest you've ever kissed somebody?
I don't know. I've never set a stopwatch. That's a weird question to ask.
Okay. The days of frantically chugging drinks at the airport security gate may soon be over. The Department of Homeland Security is suggesting today that the TSA ease up on its liquids, aerosols, and gels rule.
Good.
Oh, for the first time ever, when we went to California on Wednesday of last week, so a week ago today.
No shoes?
We had to take our shoes off.
Why?
We had to take our shoes off. When we came back, we did not have to take our shoes off. First time
you know why,
ever
Sam?
In the United
because
States.
Because he looked so sketchy on the way there. And on the way back, they were like, meh.
Mm-hmm. What was that supposed to be?
Well, it was supposed to take effect like a week ago.
Well, but it was only going to be tried in certain airports. Okay. And so Kansas City apparently had not made the list yet. And so when we left a week ago today, I did have to take my shoes off and put them in the little bucket. But when we were leaving on Sunday morning, the TSA guy said, do not take your shoes off. I said, fine by me.
They must just not have implemented it yet because Department of Homeland Security got rid of the rule.
So anyway, apparently they're easing up on the liquids as well. Quoting here from Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security, I will tell you, I mean, the liquids I am questioning, so that may be the next big announcement, is what size your liquids need to be. We're looking at that. Currently, the TSA mandates that carry-on luggage can only have containers with 3.4 ounces of liquid or fewer. If you want to carry higher volumes of liquid, it has to go in your checked bags.
Sure. Can we also talk about the fact that there are people, I'm not one of them, but there are people that go all around the world when they travel and they collect snow globes. And I will tell you, Scott, that even sometimes in the airport, you can buy a commemorative snow globe. Again, not my thing, but there are people who collect them. I have seen signs.
That was a left turn.
That say, beware. And this was down in Mississippi when I was visiting my mom and dad in this darling little shop that I love called Magpies. There are signs that say, warning, do not attempt to go through the TSA with this snow globe. They will take it and smash your dreams right in front of your face.
And why can't I bring my water bottle onto the plane?
If you can't bring a snow globe on the plane, you can't bring a water bottle.
I was escorted out of a TSA line by three armed officers one time because I had a splash of water in my water bottle. I had dumped it out. There was just a little bit left down in there. And I'm not even kidding you. They got the three biggest guys in the airport with guns on their hips to walk me all the way out of the airport, dump out the half ounce that was in my water bottle. It was below the 3 ounces.
See, I am long convinced that this has nothing to do with a terroristic threat. And here's, you want to know what I really think it is?
They didn't ask us to take our shoes off until 5 years after Richard Reed tried to blow up a plane with his shoes. I didn't know that until Sam pointed that out. I thought Richard Reed did the shoe thing, and then the next week we're all taking off our shoes. They waited 4 years.
I don't think that the liquids have anything to do with the terrorist threat. You know what I think they're worried about?
They want you to buy a soda on the plane? Well, they're free.
No, they're worried that you're going to try to sneak alcohol onto the flight.
Well, people do that anyway.
Well, I understand. But if you bring in, you know, I've never done this, probably should have in my older days, younger days. You could probably get like a little, you know, whatever of hair gel or hand lotion or whatever, empty it out, clean it out, wash it out, and put vodka or Jack Daniels in there or something.
Oh, I mean, they sell shots, like shot-sized containers that look like everyday items at various stores.
But 3 ounces of a hard liquor is not going to get you drunk. But you bring in your water bottle, Sam, filled with Jack Daniels or vodka or whatever, you're getting pretty tanked on that flight. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah. I truly do think that it was for real reasons. I'm not that conspiracy theoretical.
What would you have in there? Gasoline?
No. Like, what are the, like, well, I don't want to start talking about terrorism things, but.
Well, I'm sure every terrorist has already thought of it.
Well, what is my water bottle going to be? A hydrogen bomb?
No, it's, you could marry that with something else and then kaboom. I don't know what it is. I do believe those rules, you know, I mean, Richard Reed, who would have thought a shoe bomb could be a thing until he did that thing? But to Sam's point last week, if that was such a thing and we were so worried about copycats, why did it take 4 years to tell everyone you got to take your shoes off? Cat was out of the bag at that point.
Yeah, sure was. All right, quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Okay.
A story here out of Edgerton.
Stop. Stop.
I'm sorry, where?
Edgerton.
We're not supposed to do that.
One pronounced things correctly.
Stop, please. I don't want to get in trouble.
What is tomorrow? Is tomorrow church day? I'm crying.
Look, this is a live daily news talk program. Do not ask me to ignore something that is so obviously funny. We're not, it's so not going to happen.
I was very happy to hear Busby say that tomorrow's high is going to be 79.
Okay.
Because that's just north of the 6 G's.
Okay.
And then...
Oh my God.
Look, how many times have I made fun of you on this program, Scott?
Many.
Little weird things that you mispronounce and say. And then Sam, like that ding-a-ling the other day who said...
Like when I had to go to the ophthalmologist?
No, you said, well, I'm no ophthalmologist. And I go, no, really? Clearly.
Because if you were, you'd know how to pronounce it.
Is your ophthalmologist in Leavenworth?
He is in Leavenworth.
The funniest is when...
just north of Lansing.
The funniest is when you or I mispronounce something, we immediately know it, we own it, we fall on the sword, we all have a good laugh. When Sam does it, there's always this super awkward pause where you and I, like, we know it's funny, and then I will say, what'd you just say?
And then Sam crawls into his own skin.
Sam crawls under the desk like he's in trouble and in timeout. And it makes it even funnier because he gets so stressed out about it.
I talk like a redneck. I'm sorry. Let me unveil this one for you.
Yes, please do.
I mean unveil. Because it would cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not just... I'm sorry.
May what?
Did you say...
Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Mayhem.
Mayhem. It again.
So funny.
I already closed it. Hang on.
Open it back up.
Sure could find my Starlight ads all day long when you wanted to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you couldn't close that one quick enough, could you? I've already closed it. It doesn't exist anymore. It's been deleted.
Cause mass mayhem.
Well, it's not just... I'm sorry.
May
did
what?
You just say...
Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Mayhem.
Mayhem.
My point
simmer
is,
down forward.
My point is,
I've corrected that one.
We do not discriminate in those with whom we make fun.
No.
As my father used to say, we're laughing at you, not with you.
That is correct. No, I mean, seriously, it's a booming. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been down to South Johnson County lately,
yes.
but Edgerton is booming.
Stop
and
it.
So is Gaydner.
Oh, laugh? I don't know if we're going to have time.
That's Gardiner.
Gardiner, which is not far from Wheelsville, which is in Franklin County. At least 7 geese are dead after a car struck the flock while they were trying to cross the street in New Jersey, according to police. The Spotswood Police Department in New Jersey is currently investigating an incident that took place on Monday night that involved a car striking a flock of geese trying to cross DeVoe Avenue.
Why?
And then leaving the scene prior to police arriving. Quoting here from police, at this time, it is unclear whether the collision was accidental or intentional.
How many did they take out?
7.
Give me a break. That's a serial killer.
Geese are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and any intentional harm caused to these horrible creatures could constitute a violation of both state and federal law. They're asking anybody who witnessed it and has video footage to send it to the police department.
That is so sad. I always stop and let them go. Now, I'm not going to put my life at risk for a turtle in the road, but if I can be helpful, I will.
But how many times have you, because we do have some geese who frequent the radio station lawn.
Man, and they will not get out of your way.
How many times have you wanted to run them over, but you don't because you know it's against the law and it's cruel?
Well, number one, it's against the law. Number two, it's cruel. And number three, I don't want to have to wash my car. That's disgusting.
Wow.
Do you know that there's a word
wow.
or bird like when a plane strikes a bird.
Did you really put washing your car in the top three of why you don't hit geese?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a word, and we learned this because KCI at the time had dogs and some other things that they were using to try to deter bird strikes. We did the story back when the miracle on the Hudson happened. Like, okay, mm-hmm. How do you keep birds away from KCI? So we go out there, and they have an expert out there who knew all things bird strike. And when a plane strikes geese or fowl, the remnants, I swear to you, are sent, I believe, to the Smithsonian. The remnants are sent, just follow me here, I swear to Moses, are sent to scientists, and they, you know, have to look at what was in the engine and determine what type of bird strike it was. Okay? It's just what they do. There is a word for the bird nest that ends up in an engine. And it is the funniest word, but look it up. It's a word.
By nest, you mean carcass?
Yeah. When a bird is whoop into that engine, they send the
carcass.
Remnants. Well, it's not really a carcass.
Remains.
It's the remains. Splatter, whatever. It's called snarge. And that needs,
no way.
It needs to be a Jeopardy question. It is called snarge. We did an entire story on this after the Miracle on the Hudson.
Okay, snarge is a term used in aviation to describe the remains of a bird that has collided with an aircraft, especially a turbine engine. It often includes feather fragments, tissue, and other bird debris left on the plane after a bird strike. The term is used by aviation professionals and scientists who study these collisions to identify the bird species involved and understand the circumstances of the strike.
Snarge. Sir, is there anything perishable in this you're about to UPS? Yes.
Snarge.
Snarge.
Put some snarge in there. Huh.
Do you think there's a scientist that studies snarge named Marge?
Okay. You did not take your medicine today, did you?
It was like at 7:30 this morning. It's long worn off.
Okay.
It was so funny. And we did that story
at
some point after the Miracle on the Hudson with Captain Sullenberger. Went to KCI, looked at the dogs, looked at the different technology they have for keeping birds away from planes. That one of our producers had a birthday right after that, and we went and made a snarge cake with red icing, as you can imagine, and bird feathers, and sang him happy birthday.
So there are other terms or other definitions for the word snarge.
Okay.
This is apparently slightly vulgar in some English-speaking countries, but it is also a term used for mucus.
Okay.
A contemptible child.
You could, snarge?
Could be a snarge.
Don't you make me come over there.
And these are all slang, of course.
Okay.
And in Northern England, it means a mean fellow.
A snarge.
You're a snarge.
We need to normalize the use of that word all across Kansas City. It deserves to be part of the vernacular.
Here's the deal.
From St. Joseph to Edgerton.
Now you're going to get us in trouble. I'm going to be like, I tried to stop it.
Some caller before the end of this week has to get the word snarge into their call or we quit.
Okay. It'd be funnier if it was during like a Royals interview with one of the players.
He's such a snarge.
No, do you know the anniversary of, snarge is when the pitcher pitches that ball at 100 miles an hour and a bird flies in front of the ball. There's a day that we commemorate every year.
It was Randy Johnson.
Was it Randy Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes the windup and the pitch and then boom.
So the bird did not disintegrate. It was defeathered. If you watch the video in slow motion, the bird actually ends up behind home plate with no feathers.
That is terrible. No, that's like something out of a cartoon.
If you watch it, the bird, he hits the bird. It looks like it explodes.
Yeah.
It was completely defeathered.
Bless his
by
heart.
That hit.
Bless his heart.
Obviously, it died. I mean, Randy Johnson throws it 100 miles an hour back then. And so the bird was instantly killed. But if you watch the video in slow motion, you see it tumble behind home plate.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny.
It was a pretty dove.
It's a one in a billion shot. It really is.
Without question.
Text line has a better use for the word snarge.
Okay.
Buzzword with Buzzbee.
Yes! Oh, no. It's been a while. Well, we can't do it tonight because there could be some, like, rumbling thunder things tonight, right?
Yeah, there is a chance of rain. Especially down by...
He will not do Snarge because it is so obscure.
It is pretty obscure. But the rain is mostly going to be around Egerton.
Go to break.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So we don't break down golf on this program any more than we break down soccer. And I promise you coming up, that's not what we are going to do. But the number one golfer in the world just gave the most viral, almost stunning news conference full of raw, tell it like it is. Well, you know, those sports news conferences, Scott, you and I could script every single one of them. What went right out there today? Whether it's basketball.
Well, we were playing at the top of our game.
I was really at the top of my game. And
we were in the zone.
Had a few shots that, you know, went well, but it's really a team effort. And I'd like to thank my team. We've all heard the BS. And the sports athletes that are at the top, top, top echelon of the game, they're tired of answering the same questions, which is why this five-minute monologue, so beautifully delivered, has gone viral. It's something we've never heard an athlete say.
And who said it?
The number one golfer in the world asked, "What's the point?" And we're going to get into it when we get back.
All right.
And a new term that we had not heard of, Sam, called arrival fallacy. What's the point? When you reach your goal in life, whether that's sports, whether that's at your job, you reach this pinnacle, then what happens?
You keep going.
You can, yes. But the arrival fallacy states that we all think we're going to get to this
arrival
thing.
I looked up, I thought you said a rival fallacy.
Arrival.
Okay, because when I looked up, I
as in
like,
one who arrives.
Yeah, okay, now that makes more sense.
So yeah, you reach the very top of your job, your sport, let's say you're an author, you get published. It is the notion that once you reach that pinnacle, there is inevitably, almost immediately, a letdown.
That's why you have to learn to love the journey.
Yes.
It's not about the goal. Every Sunday, people, I ask, how you doing? As they walk up to the counter. And they reply, I'm good, how are you? And I always say, live in the dream. And you'd be shocked how many people say, live in the dream? What? You're behind a counter at a gas station. What do you mean, live in the dream, bro?
And like, you're being serious.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I am living the dream. Every day I'm building towards my dream, and this is what's getting that done.
What are you going to do when you get there?
Keep living it.
No, that's when you're going to have the arrival fallacy, and you're going to go, damn, Dana was right again.
I don't think those words come out of our mouths very often. A woman who served on the grand jury as part of the high-profile investigation into Karen Reed, who was acquitted, has agreed to plead guilty to a federal charge that she leaked information from the secret proceeding. Jessica Leslie agreed to plead guilty to a charge of criminal contempt that accused her of willfully disobeying court rules against disclosure of grand jury information. Leslie apparently disclosed the names of various witnesses appearing before the grand jury and the substance of their testimony and other evidence presented to the grand jury, all while said information was under seal.
You're not supposed to do that.
No.
Judges love it when you do that. Oh, my God.
And then this story, aliens could spot Earth because of airports like Heathrow and Gatwick in Britain. According to new research, radar systems used by civilian airports and military operations are inadvertently revealing our existence to potential advanced alien civilizations, according to scientists. The study explored how hidden electromagnetic leakage might look to extraterrestrials up to 200 light years from Earth.
You know what it looks like?
Hmm.
Snarged.
Okay. Worldwide aviation hubs like Heathrow and New York's JFK International give off clues to our existence, according to the preliminary findings of a study revealed at the Royal Astronomical Society's national meeting in Durham.
Okay. No more stars things. We would like to wish a very happy birthday to a Westwood, Kansas resident right down the street who just celebrated his 105th birthday. Happy birthday this week. Wow. Kenneth Tebow believes, Sam, in living life to the fullest. He spent his 105th birthday celebration shaking hands, snapping pictures, sharing some laughs. They write, I was there Sunday as friends, family, and neighbors gathered to commemorate the milestone with an ice cream social. He said
Give
he was
man a beer.
Surprised by all the pomp and circumstance. He says, take these things as you can. It's no problem. He says an active lifestyle is his secret to living a long life and still takes daily walks outside.
I believe it, but then you've always got the lady in Kentucky who drinks whiskey and smokes cigarettes and is 110 and says that Dr. Pepper, whiskey, and smokes is the reason she lives so long.
Well, for Tebow, it was just a beautiful, healthy life. And he says at 105, that's just another day. No big deal. Yes, it is. Happy birthday.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.